Tomorrow marks 1 year since Russia invaded Ukraine, Russia relying heavily on disinformation and propaganda from Russian diplomats around the world who seem all too ready to spread the Kremlin's lies. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley recently sat down with a former Soviet diplomat who deplores what his nation has become.
Over the last year, the spokesman for the Russian embassy in Paris has become a regular on French TV news channels.
Il y a une formule, une très belle formule qui est attribuée souvent à Montesquieu.
Young, handsome, and a fluent French speaker, Alexander Makoganov defends his country and parrots the Kremlin's lies about denazifying Ukraine and Russia fighting NATO aggression.
This is me during my childhood in Moscow.
64-year-old Alexander Melnyk was once a young diplomat in Paris. Today, he's a professor of international relations and welcomes me to his cozy, book-filled apartment just west of the French capital.
Diplomacy today doesn't exist in Russia. How you can speak about, for example, diplomacy of Germany during the Second World War? Who remembers today the German diplomats at the time?
The two men studied at the same esteemed diplomatic academy in Moscow. Melnyk, who was posted in Paris and Geneva between 1981 and 1995, says he never had to lie or compromise his principles. He served under Gorbachev's period of glasnost or openness. He remembers when the Berlin Wall fell in 1989. He knew his country would be next, though he says many of his colleagues didn't realize it.
This is a turning point of history, the fall of the Berlin Wall. This is also the origin of this emotion of humiliation of Putin, because the real driving force of Putin, this is a revenge that he's trying to take for this so-called humiliation after the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Melnyk says a majority of Russians of his generation also feel that humiliation.
They cannot accept the failure of their previous life. The communist system was not only about economy, politics, it is about the vision of the world. So if you want to construct the future, you must have this mental revolution. You must realize this kind of rebirth, mental rebirth of yourself. And it is not very easy.
He says if Russia is to have a future, it must go through what he calls de-Putinization, something akin to the denazification Germany went through following World War II. As the war worsens, Makaganov, known as the voice of Putin in France, remains unflappable, doubling down on the Kremlin's lies in television debates. Our missiles are very precise, and they're only aimed at military targets, he said recently, speaking about the January apartment bombing in the Ukrainian city of Dnipro that killed 46 people. Makaganov called it a Ukrainian war crime because they shot down a legitimate Russian missile over a city neighborhood. Had he continued his diplomatic career, Melnyk knows he would have likely been one of Putin's ambassadors today. But this grandson of a World War II general says Putin must be defeated.
You cannot be neutral. It is not about territory. It is about our fundamental values. This is liberty. This is human dignity, universal values.
Russian diplomat Makaganov continues to make outrageous statements on French TV. Soviet diplomat Melnyk has a different message.
Don't confuse Putin with Russia, with also a desire of young generations of Russia to build their life in our global world of the 21st century, where all people are interconnected.
Melnyk believes that just as the Soviet Union suddenly collapsed when no one was expecting, Putin's regime could too, and he says the West, and especially America, have a vital role to play. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.